Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we perceive the bold attitude of a lady as depicted in Sangam literary work Kurundogai 175, penned by Ulochanar. Set in the coastal regions of Nadal, the verse speaks in the voice of the lady to the confidant in response to the confidant's words of reproach that the lady must bear with the man's parting. பருவத்தேன் நசையி பல்பறை தொழுதி உறவு திரை பொருத தினி மணல் அடைகரை நனைந்த புன்னை மாச்சினை தொகுவும் மலர்ந்த பூவின் மாநீர் சேர்ப்பற்கு இறங்கேன் தோழி ஈங்கு என் கொள் என்று பிறர் பிறர் அறிய கூறல் அமைந்தாங்கு அமைக அம்பல் அஃது எவனே. லெட் வேகிங் டங்ஸ் வேக், says a voice in this one. The opening words paruvatthen nasayi, meaning desiring seasonal honey, hints that a floral scene is about to unfold. Sure enough, we see nanainda punnai, meaning a wet laurel wood tree and its fully bloomed flower in malarnda poo. The phrase pirar pirar ariya kural, meaning saying things so that those around here tells us that gossiping is afoot. Ending with the words ambal agdiyavani, meaning what can slander do, the verse wafts with a sense of nonchalance. Why is the lady saying these words, showing her lack of concern? The context reveals that the man and lady were leading a love relationship when the man parted with her to go in search of wealth. As days passed, the lady started showing signs of worry. Observing this, her confidant scolds her, saying that the lady must not reveal her sorrow and her relationship to those around. In response, the lady says, desiring the seasonal nectar, many kinds of bees gather around the fully bloomed flower on the huge branch of the punnai tree, moist on a shore filled with sands, dashed against by forceful waves in the wide seas of the Lord's coastal domain. I won't feel sad about him, my friend. Let those around ask aloud what's wrong with her and think what they want to think. What will that slander do to me? With these words, the lady responds to her friend's caution about the watching town with an air of detachment. Bees around flowers and the buzz around townspeople seem to resound together in this verse. The lady starts by stepping into the minds of the bees, saying these little beings are after the nectar that becomes available to them only in the flowering season. When we ask which flower that might be, the lady responds by pointing to the white flower on the branch of a punnai tree as it stands with its trunks moistened by the dashing waves in the man's shoes. Then she declares that she won't worry about the man anymore. While that is something she's going to do, at the same time she's not bothered about the words of her townspeople who raise eyebrows and talk out aloud asking what's up with her. Concluding with the words, let them think what they want to think, the lady says the rumors they spread shan't affect her in any way. What a modern thought that is. So far, we've seen fear about what those around will say and the hurt felt within by harsh words of the gossiping townspeople. Here's a lady boldly declaring that she is not going to be bothered by those people, which she says directly as well as subtly in the scene of the dashing waves against the punnai tree. Although pounded by the waves like she's questioned by these townsfolk, the punnai tree holds its flower high and welcomes the bees that come to savor its nectar. And likewise, the lady says that she will keep her love alive for the man who is sure to return to her in the right time. Isn't this the epitome of confidence? Wish we too could be inspired by the spirit of a cool and calm person who is swayed not by the words of others, for she knows what's the real thing. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do spread the word about Sangam Lit. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.